Well, 189 of the 298 passengers and crew on that Malaysia Airlines flight came from the Netherlands. Among them, people who were on vacation or traveling to see family. There was a renowned AIDS activist and a Dutch senator. Earlier today, the vice president of Malaysia Airlines in Europe, Haupt Korter, spoke in Amsterdam.
We have opened a local contact number here in Amsterdam for the next of kin. That is our main priority at this moment, to look after these people who are suffering at this moment.
To find out more about the response in the Netherlands and about the Dutch lives lost, we turn now to Robert Chessel, who's a journalist based in the Netherlands. And Robert, just tell us about what it's like there today. It must be very difficult.
It's been a shocking day all around, from emanating from my very own home out into the rest of the country. It's been just a personal shock, and there's a tremendous amount of grief. And the way it has unfolded slowly but surely, with the death toll climbing and more people realizing that someone close to them personally has been killed in this disaster, it's just horrific, really horrific.
Well, and when you say your own home, tell us about this. Your family has a personal connection here.
Yeah, it was quite a shock. We knew about the disaster, though we had no idea of the numbers of dead. This morning, we had left it last night with the latest report saying something like 55 Dutch victims. And our daughter, our 19-year-old daughter, came into our bedroom. My wife and I were simply talking in the morning over a cup of coffee, and she came in tears. And, well, honey, what's wrong? We said. And she said, well, my friend Nick from high school, his brother was killed. And she was just, you know, distraught, and we tried to comfort her, only to find out that just an hour later that not only had his brother been killed, but his mother had been killed, and another brother, and that this family is reduced from, you know, a family of five to, you know, to almost nothing. And it's just horrific to think that this young boy is on his own now.
Just terrible. So many stories like that, Robert, now. And we know that two of them are about well-known figures. There was an AIDS activist and a Dutch senator. Tell us about them, if you can.
Well, Joep Lange used to be the president of the International AIDS Society, certainly one of the most important AIDS researchers in the world. He and dozens of other researchers, I understand, were on their way to a major AIDS conference in Melbourne. And now AIDS research itself has become, in a sense, a victim because all these people have been killed. And so, you know, who knows what a tremendous amount of knowledge and research may actually have gone down with these people, in a sense, because of, you know, not everything that a researcher knows is already on paper. So it's Joep Lange is certainly a major loss, and many, many prominent people from the world of AIDS research have spoken out about that. And then there's the Dutch senator, Willem Witteveen, a veteran in Dutch politics, not a very, very well-known Dutch politician, but certainly locally in the region that he's from. It's a tremendous shock that Willem Witteveen went down with the plane as well.
What are officials doing for victims?
Well, there's been a crisis center set up at a hotel near Schiphol International Airport, just outside of Amsterdam. Hundreds of family members of those killed in the crash have been gathering there. There has been an outpouring of, you know, condolences and sympathy from the government, from Dutch King Willem Alexander and his wife Queen Maxima, who signed the condolence book, and Dutch government. Buildings are all flying their flags at half-mast today. That order came directly from, you know, from the king, presumably. That's not normally done for anyone who's not an official of the state.
That's Robert Chessel, a longtime journalist in the Netherlands. Here now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.